Wise as Serpents, Gentle as Doves by Anna Von Reitz. July 25, 2021 by Justice Anna Von Reitz, Big Lake, Alaska. Though it may have escaped your notice, the so-called Biden administration is cracking down hard on domestic violence and trying to redefine domestic and violence to suit themselves. Though these efforts are supposed to impact only municipal citizens of the United States, they are being liberally interpreted to apply to everyone, and those of us who object to this presumption have a harder row to hoe because of these political and legal maneuvers. We, Americans, are not domestic with respect to the municipal United States. We, Americans, don't consider criticism of Satanism to be hate speech. But the lunatic fringe is on a rampage, and they are in their own vernacular coming for us. The violent mistreatment of the January 6th Capitol rioters, who are being beaten and sexually violated by municipal government thugs while in jail, stands in stark contrast to the mum's the word treatment given to last summer's rioters, who destroyed billions of dollars worth of business and public infrastructure without as much as a hand slap. Clearly, a double standard is involved, and just as clearly it is a politically motivated double standard. Anyone who isn't a liberal and a Democrat is in danger and is being directly targeted by the municipal thugs, as they try to find scapegoats to blame for their own misdeeds. As this game of fault proceeds, Biden and his cronies are desperately seeking someone or something to attack as a pretext for starting a civil war, some means to get something started. They make money on war, and they are being prevented from starting anything offshore, so naturally, they have turned their gaze towards starting a civil war to fill their coffers instead. What better target than our own peaceable state assemblies? The Biden administration's desperate attempt to drum up some domestic violence has focused on racial tensions and, frankly, on us. They wish to promote the idea that we, Americans, are domestic terrorists and violent extremists and sovereign citizens. Their federal agents had already infiltrated several of our larger assemblies with the aim of engendering talk of violence and insurrection and contingency planning and similar activities, which they then record and use as an excuse to claim that our assemblies are not peaceable and not centered on the administration of our public duty to restore our lawful government. They love it when ignorant Americans rail against the Federation and balk against the discipline we impose on the assembling process, because our self-interested public servants then interpret this as talk against the federal government, and more fuel for their fire. Put bluntly, our assemblies need to grow up and consciously protect themselves now that the municipal corporation is on a rampage. When you hear someone ranting, shut them down. If anyone speaks of any kind of violence, shut them down. If anyone goes overboard on preparedness, shut them down. We have the absolute right to peaceably assemble and attend to our public duty, but there can be no taint of insurrection. If there is, and even if it is coming from their own minions, they will use this as an excuse to attack our assemblies, and all indications are that they would welcome an excuse to do so. We have tried to put this message across in many ways to many people, and still, there are those who can't or won't read the tea leaves and act accordingly. The leadership of the Texas Assembly is a case in point. Despite repeated warnings that they were off track and under surveillance, they continued to fall for the trap. One can only assume that they wanted to fall into the snare because they set the snare themselves. This has led in turn to the Texas Assembly being dissolved and new leadership being sought to get the effort back on track and focused on the work that needs to get done. If your eye sins, better to pluck it out than for your whole body to go into Gehenna. Until the assemblies learn to protect themselves and we get local leaders who are seasoned enough to recognize an entrapment racket, we have to correct course from the Federation level. The Federation is being cast as the heavy by those who are forcing this action, and they are blaming us for interfering in their affairs, but if they were operating properly and safely, there would be no need or reason for us to intervene. There is no advantage for the Federation in having to scrap the prior effort and rebuild the Texas Assembly. We are in fact loath to lose time doing so, and we feel real regret for the people of Texas who are forced to pivot and get back on the tracks. That said, when your leaders are headed for a cliff, let them go without you. find new leaders and get the peaceable assembly process in gear again. Texans who want to do this and do it right are encouraged to connect with your new coordinator team. Check the new contact information that will be posted at www.theamericanstatesassembly.net. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Von Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the Republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wright's website, you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly, you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.